Hi, you still there?
I am.
Sorry about that. I was just getting a little bit of clarification because of the establishment of your home, where you own the home, but you rent the lot. So I just wanted to get clarification on that for everything. So who is the owner of the where your home is located?
It's Garden Homes Management, and they are located in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay, do you know what the property manager's name is?
The manager of the park, you
Mm-hmm.
actually have to call Stamford, Connecticut. We used to have an on-site manager, but he's not a manager anymore. He's just like a caretaker. So any
Okay.
kind of business that we have, we are instructed to call Stamford, Connecticut, the
Okay.
mobile home division in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay, what is the property name again? You said it's Garden Homes.
The property owner is Garden Homes Management Corporation in Stamford, Connecticut, and our community is called Tall Oaks Park in Kingston, New York.
Fantastic. What is their phone number out there?
And hold on for a minute. I'm sitting at the internet. I have to look it up. Do you have a second?
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, hold on for a second. Okay, their phone is 203-348-2200.
Thank you much. All right, and do you know how you get your utilities? Do you get them through the air or underground, or is it like at a pole?
We underground.
Okay.
Yep, our electric wires, everything's underground.
Fantastic. Thank you for letting me know. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's 600 East Chester Street, Lot 11A.
Okay. And can you spell your first name for me?
Kathy, Cathy.
And can you spell your last name?
Yes, let me spell it for you. It's hyphenated. RICHARDS hyphen HIN like Nancy, GOS like Sally.
All right. And what's a good email address for you, Kathy?
Okay, P as in Paul, I, G, E as in easy, R, T as in Tom, S as in Sally, at duck, D as in dog, U, C as in cat, K.com. Piggers@duck.com.
Duck.com. There we go. And the phone number you're calling me from, the 845-334-0021. Is that a good contact number for you?
It is.
Fantastic. And how would you like to be contacted? We can contact you by phone, email, or text message.
Preferably email.
All right, just so you are aware, you may receive certain things such as, sorry, had a cough, such as other information and about discounts and marketing via email, but majority of the times you'll be contacted about account specific updates for your email address. You can unsubscribe from the marketing information at any time by contacting us or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber service available on the 25th of October, now with home phone and all of that stuff. So as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. Essentially, we're just checking to see you are who you say you are and invalidating a few bits of information. It's a soft credit check. We're not going to be making any kind of hits against your credit score. You can opt out at any time, but by doing so, we'll require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run a check today?
To write a check?
It's a credit check. We're just doing a credit check. It's a soft credit check.
Okay.
To do it? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Give me a sec.
So by talking to you today, are we setting everything up to cut over to Archtop on October 25th?
So it won't be exactly on the 25th because our system won't allow us to schedule you for the 25th. Don't ask me why. It's something to do with the back end. I'm just the customer service guy. So I'm literally doing the best I can to help you guys out. So
how am I going to know when we're going to cut over? Because, you know, I have emails that I have to forward from my Spectrum account and, you know, a bunch of different things before we actually are active with Archtop.
No, I understand. So you said you're coming over from Spectrum?
Yeah.
Correct? So we will actually, we'll be giving you a call on the 24th or 25th to get you scheduled out for your installation, which means you'll have 10 days because we are porting in your number from that day for us to do so. And the reason why it's 10 days is because we are pulling your number in from Spectrum to us. That process takes 10 days.
Okay, so I will hear from you before 10 days, before the installation?
That is correct. You will hear from us before the installation.
Okay. All right. And as I said, is somebody going to come here or what?
So yes, you'll have a technician who comes out to help with your process, just to make sure everything is smooth and we get everything installed correctly.
Okay.
I'm getting a few last bits of information for this credit check real quick, Kathy. And then whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Go ahead with your social.
I'm sorry?
It's the credit check. We do need to run it against your social security number because we're...
I won't give you... No way.
We won't do that? All right.
Nope.
So you're declining to do the credit check?
I'm declining to give you my social security number.
I understand that. So by doing so, you are declining our credit check, which means you will be required to pay the $50 deposit.
Okay.
All right. That's fine with you? Okay.
That's fine.
All righty. Would you like to enroll in our paperless billing and auto pay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Fantastic. Just clear that information out. And would you like to use we have two methods. One is ACH, which is pretty much a bank withdrawal, and the other one is a credit or debit card. Which one would you prefer to use?
Is there something you can send me online? Because I'm not going to give any credit card numbers. I'm not giving anything like that over the phone.
Understandable. So we are required for that deposit. We are required to have some kind of information like your either bank routing information or credit card on file so we can process the deposit today. If that's not something you are comfortable with, you can always sign up online at archtopfiber.com. Just select that you're going for Lot 11, and that way it'll help you smooth the transition, and you can give us a call once everything is processed through on your end.
No,
so that,
it's not a Lot 11. Lot 11 is another person. Lot 11A.
I understand that, and the reason why I'm saying is process it as Lot 11 is so that we can go through and make the change for it to be Lot 11A as your service location. We have to do that manually.
Okay, because actually Lot 11, no one lives there right now.
Understandable.
Okay, so you're saying I can go online, because I'm not going to give any credit card or social security card, nothing over the phone.
I understand.
All right. So you're saying that I can go online?
Yes. And when you're going through the process, just select that you're a Lot 11. And once you're done signing up, give yourself about 20 to 30 minutes. 30 minutes after you've done signing, you're done signing up, and give us a call, and we'll be happy to make that change in your account for you.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you today, Kathy?
That's good. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.